Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pet Talk Radio. This is our live broadcast today. Melissa Fox with you, taking over the reins and just so glad to be here. I am a dog enthusiast. I've had cats, birds, and fish, but that's kind of my forte is rescue dogs right now. And I can't save all the starfish in the sea, but I sure can save one or two right now. With me today, my special co-host, Linda Nunez, also a dog enthusiast and a rescue specialist. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Melissa. How you doing?
I am fantastic. And look, guess what, Linda? I have a wonderful guest for us to start everything off today.
Please tell me who. I can't stand it.
You remember back in the day when we used to watch Batman together?
Oh, yeah. The original show.
Mm-hmm.
And when did it all begin?
We have Bert Ward, the boy wonder, on the phone with us today. Bert, you there?
Hello, citizen.
Hi, Bert.
Hi there.
So, Bert, I have been hearing you for the last couple of weeks all over the radio here where you are promoting this wonderful food and you for dogs and dogs that are living longer than ever expected. What got you into this?
25 and a half years ago, my wife and I started rescuing Great Danes because where we live in Southern California, the lady that had been killing it actually had passed away, and we heard that all these beautiful Great Danes were homeless and were actually being put to death in animal shelters because there was no one to care for them, and there's an abundance of homeless dogs. So we started rescuing Great Danes, and within 1 month, we had more than 100 of them here in our home.
Oh, my God.
Through the years, well, we thought we were only going to do this for a couple of weeks, so we found someone else to take it over, but we never found anyone. It's been 25 and a half years. We've rescued more than 15,500 dogs. Started with Great Danes, but within a year, it became Great Dane combinations, and now with 45 different breeds that we rescue, there's 164 breeds of dogs, we rescue 45, which is almost a third, that my wife has redefined the term Great Dane. If it has four legs and a tail, it must be a Great Dane. So we rescue these dogs, and Great Danes traditionally have a short lifespan of 7 to 9 years. And if we didn't adopt one and we lost it, it was devastating for Tracy, my wife, and I. And we just said, this is a terrible injustice. These incredibly gentle giants are so sweet and loving. We've got to find a way, if possible, to help them live longer. Well, because we've always had a minimum of 50 or more in our home, they live in our home with us. There's no buildings or yards or anything like that. I mean, we have a lot of property. We have 5 acres here. But everybody lives communally together in our home. And we've adopted over the years 15,500. But we developed a feeding and care program. In other words, we found a way, by the way that we cared for dogs and fed them, that we were able to bring an extra 3 years into their lives. So our Great Danes that were living 7 to 9 years were actually becoming living 10 to 12, which by itself is terrific. But we still wanted to do more. So we started developing a food that, because, again, this was for our rescued dogs, it wasn't intended to be sold, we decided that we had the resources and we were going to make the finest dog food in the world, which we believe we have. And with our dog food, the Great Danes that were living 10 to 12 years, we now have gotten up to 21 to 22 years, which is phenomenal. It's tripled their
life. That's incredible.
It's not
21 to Bert, 21 to 20 with a Great Dane.
We had both at 21 and 22. But with our other breeds, we have them living up to 27 and a half years.
Well, and that's not just exceeding a Great Dane's life. That's exceeding most all.
Yeah, we have 45 different breeds here. We have tiny dogs such as Chinese Cresteds, which as adults our Chinese cresses weigh 2 pounds. They're one third the size of a Chihuahua. And we have so many different breeds, you know, all of the large breeds, you know, Irish Wolfhounds. We have 25 different breeds of Mastiff, Greyhounds, we even had some Huskies. We had, all these different breeds, and they all consistently here in our home are living at least twice their normal lifespan, which that
wow.
is unbelievable. So we, at some point when we were adopting these dogs, and like, for example, someone would come and adopt a dog from us, and they'd see a 16-year-old Great Dane. And, I mean, they knew enough to know that you don't see 16-year-old Great Danes, especially running around like puppies. I forgot
yeah.
to mention that it's not just that these dogs are living older. Their quality of life is far superior. I mean, I've got in the room I'm in right now, I have two dogs in their mid-20s. One is 23 and a half, almost 24, and the other is 25 and a half. This 25-year-old plays a game with me at night when they're outside at night. For some reason, she doesn't want to come in, and I have to chase her. She's 25 years old, and she's running
you are
from
kidding
me.
And
no, I'm not kidding. So anyway, the people that were adopting from us said, if I'm going to adopt a dog from you, I want that food. I don't want to feed something else. I want that food, or I won't adopt the dog. So we quickly had to start complying with labeling laws, and this was 15 years ago. And so for the last 12 years, we've been in retail stores, primarily on the West Coast, and about 7 or 8 years ago, we went into Walmart and have been growing and growing and growing. Last year, we almost did 200%, almost three times the normal amount that we had been doing in sales because people are hearing about it. And we also, you have to understand, we don't look upon this as a business. We look upon this as our life's work. So we mm-hmm. don't take any salary. And because we don't take any money personally from this, that our dog food actually retails for about half the price of what you would pay for another dog food. That is all natural. Ours is all natural, no chemicals, no GMOs whatsoever.
Can you tell us what the retail price of your bags is?
Okay, so we have we have a 30-pound bag that retails for $34 to $35.
Now, see that Bert. The reason I ask is because I've been purchasing a dog food specifically for a pet that had some complicated issues, and the bag for a 30-pound bag is $65 a bag.
Oh yeah, that's normal. That's normal. But you see, we have things in our bags that other people don't have in our food.
Mm-hmm.
So, as an example, everybody knows about glucosamine chondroitin, right? Well,
right.
And that's very good. But did you know there is one place on earth that in a living form, because when you use fresh ingredients, we believe you get better nutrition with fresh ingredients. There's one place on earth that in a living form has an enormous amount of glucosamine and chondroitin. It's a superfood. It's called New Zealand green mussels. These cost $100 a pound, and they're in every bag of our dog food, dry food, and in every can of our wet food. And we use chelated minerals. So, you see, it's not how much your dog eats that helps. It's how much your dog's body absorbs what it eats.
Yes.
So, there are some dog food companies out there, I'm sure, that they would love to have a dog that eats 100% in one end, have that same 100% go out the other end. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
then the
yeah.
dog would have to keep eating and eating and eating for nutrition. But dogs eating gentle giants actually eat about a third less of our food than other foods because they absorb so much more. But most important, the key thing here is longevity and quality of life. And our dogs don't get sick. In other words, I mean, they could, any animal could get sick, but ours don't. And actually, what in our case, our dogs are so healthy that every 3 years, is when we take them to the vet to get a $10 rabies update.
Yeah, well, if you're, if, your dog isn't sick, that's the requirement. 3 years for a rabies shot and you're out.
Right. If you don't have anything else going on,
you don't come back
until
it's
If our dogs got sick, of course we'd take them. I mean, and when we take dogs in, let me tell you something, they come in every god-awful condition you imagine. So vets do very well with us. We were spending in excess of $100,000 a year with vets. But with our dogs that are in our program, and this is a program, every single dog in our home, okay, whether it's big or small, they all are treated in their same Gentle Giant special feeding and care program, which, by the way, is your listeners can go to our website, gentlegiantsdogfood.com, and they can read exactly how we've done it. We're not keeping this a secret. And our food is it is so many hundreds of thousands of dog owners feed Gentle Giants, and we get we get so many thousands of emails and text messages from people saying that after a month on our food, most people say they can't believe they have the same dog.
They can tell a huge difference.
Well, let me tell you two key things that's going to be big difference that you can actually go look on your bag of dog food and see the difference. We found out that there are some manufacturers that put excessive fat into dog food. And they do that because it makes dogs hungrier to make you buy more dog food. Oh, yes. Here's how you can verify it. Look on any bag of dog food, and it's there's a chart required by federal law called guaranteed analysis. It sits next to the ingredients, usually on the back of the bag or the side of the bag. In the guaranteed analysis, which is done by percentages, the first item is protein. The second is crude fat. Notice I say the word crude fat. It doesn't say healthy fat. It says crude fat because it includes saturated fat. And just about every dog food sold that I've seen, bags in the United States and elsewhere, have a crude fat content of 12 to 22%. Crude fat, 12 to 22%. Ours, we don't add excessive fat, so our percentage is only 9%, which is basically what's in the food by itself. That's number one. Okay, number two, and here's the biggie. Go feel your dog's food with your fingers. In other words, pick up a few kibbles, rub them in your fingers, put them down, rub your fingers together, and see if you don't feel that slightly greasy feeling.
Have you felt that before? Yeah.
Now, listen, this is the killer. Now, let me explain to you why. This is the killer. Think of it this way. Would you take a can of bacon grease or chicken fat and pour it down your garbage disposal at home? Would you do that?
No.
You wouldn't, because you know that unlike water that evaporates, animal fat coagulates. And when it hardens, it's like cement. If you poured a can of bacon grease or chicken fat down your garbage disposal, in a couple of hours, you'd be buying yourself a new garbage disposal. So here's my point. When you realize that animal fat will ruin a metal garbage disposal, what do you think is happening to the arteries and intestines of the dogs you love when every single meal, every single bite, every single kibble is encapsulated in animal fat?
You're right. It is a killer. I went on a search not long ago, Bert, for a healthy food. It was probably about 2 years ago, but I did it in... I was looking in the retail areas. I could not find one that met the standards I was looking for. Couldn't find it.
Right. Yeah, and you can't find one that isn't at least slightly greasy all the way up to very greasy. But if you feel Gentle Giants, which is our dog food, you feel our dog food Gentle Giants, and you pick it up in your fingers and you rub it, first of all, before you even pick it up, if you look at it, you can see it's totally dry. If you pick it up, it is totally dry. And if you rub our kibbles together hard enough, you can make a powder of them.
That's amazing. This
is a gigantic difference between Gentle Giants and other dog foods.
And here's a question. It's all healthy. We all know that healthy food isn't the most tasty, but do the dogs like it?
They love it. And the reason they love it is that, I'll tell you one thing that I didn't mention. Dogs love the smell and taste of meat. Dogs do not like the smell and taste of fat. They don't like it. That's why you hear people say, oh, my dog is such a picky dog, a food eater. Well, let me tell you, the dog really isn't picky. If the dog is smelling the fat content in the food and doesn't want to eat it. Dogs love our food. And cats love our food, which, by the way, we're coming out with our new cat food. We actually are just finishing the packaging now. It will be out in 2 months. But here's the thing. We make a food that is pure nutrition. Pure nutrition. Mm-hmm. So when people feed their dogs Gentle Giants and they switch over, they actually have to switch over a 1 week period. Because think of it this way. If you were a person that your whole life you only ate meat and potatoes, and now for the first time in your life you're eating fruits and salads, it's a different density. So our food, in order to be transitioned to our food properly, pet parents mix the two foods together over a 1 week period in the following proportion. Day one, 80% that old food, 20% Gentle Giants. Day two, 70, 30. Day three, 60, 40. Day four, 50, 50. And so on until at the end of the week, you're 100% on Gentle Giants. But once, and by the way, this fat that they've been eating their whole life, these dogs, okay? But the incredible thing that God does for us is that God works it out of their body. It takes about a month. I mentioned earlier about how I tell you after a month, people tell us they think they have a different dog. The reason why it's a month is because it takes that long when a dog has accumulated all this gook in its arteries and intestines. It takes about that long to work its way out. The difference between our food and other foods is the other foods put that fat right back in. Because it's all about money. For us, it's not about money. It's all about life. We don't put that fat back in. So once dogs are cleared, once it's out of their system, okay, they feel better. Why? Because their body is distributing the nutrition. And the other thing is, you know, there are many dog food companies, I believe, that have warehouses full of dog food that's been out in their warehouse for weeks, maybe even months, you know, because they do have a one-year shelf life. But in our case, we make our food fresh every week, and we sell out every single week. Every customer we have, they only get a week's worth. Now, they don't like that, but let me tell you something. It's better for your dog, because the sooner your dog eats our food after it's freshly made, the better the nutrition.
That's why the week in advance. Because you want to get it as fresh as possible.
That's right. Now I know. We have no preservatives, by the way. We only use vitamin E as a preservative. So we have no chemicals, no preservatives, no negatives. Nothing in our food is bad. And the proof in the pudding is the age of our dogs running around like puppies in their mid-20s.
Well, I don't know. Bert, it sounds to me like Gentle Giant is pretty much a revelation. What do you think, Melissa?
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, now we can get it at GentleGiant.com, correct, Bert?
Well, you can get it in thousands of Walmart stores all across the country. We're in, you know, lots of pet stores, and now we're in Target. We're very excited that we're now, our dog food is now in Target. So we're in the major retailers, but we also have, there are so many vet clinics and doggy daycares and small mom and pop pet stores, and they all can have it, and everybody gets it at the same price. Nobody gets a big discount. We sell it at our cost, and people all the time say, oh, I guess, you know, what you and your wife do is you take the profits, since you don't take any money, and you put it into your rescue. The answer is no, because there aren't any profits. If it costs us $25 to make a bag, we sell it for $25. There is no profit. This is, and the reason why do we do this? Because it's our life's work, and we know that there are many millions of people out there, and some of them elderly, who maybe they don't have their kids anymore. They've grown up and moved out, and maybe they have or don't have a spouse, but their dog is their last thing on earth, and they love that dog with such intensity, and maybe they're in a limited budget or a pension or whatever, Social Security. We do it for everybody to be able to afford the finest dog food in the world.
That is fantastic. Bert, I got to say, now, you just mentioned that you're working on a feline line, and that will be coming out soon. For those of you who have not recognized the food at your vet or at the store, you have amazing packaging. It's like a comic book. It so stands out.
Well, yes, but let me explain why we do that. Because haven't you noticed if you walk in and you see bags of dog food, in a way, they all look the same. They might have a different color, but it's a big dog, and it's usually airbrushed. Well, an airbrushed dog is obviously not alive, right? What we believe in is telling people the truth with full disclosure. So we show only the animals that we show on our bag, the dogs, are the ones that actually eat our food. If you look at any bag of dog food, it says veterinarian recommended, right? But we go a step further. When we say veterinarian recommended, we have the image, the photo of the veterinarian. We have his story telling why our food is superior to other foods. In other words, everything we do is to inform the pet parents of how to properly care and feed their dog. And our website is designed just for that. In fact, I tell people that what took my wife and I 25 years of our life to learn how to help these dogs live twice their normal lifespan, it took 25 years to learn this. What we've done is we put it on paper. The average person can read it and learn what took us 25 years. They can learn in less than 25 minutes.
And now what we need to do is take the next 25 educating people to get this kind of food and get it to their dogs. Right, Melissa?
Yeah, that is correct. Bert, this is an awesome project that you're obviously, it's now your life's work. We want to thank you for being on Pet Talk Radio today. Good luck with Gentle Giants. I love the fact that it's Canine Crusaders, and you know, the cats are going to get involved too. So, again, thank you
absolutely.
So much for your time.
Well, thank you. I just want to mention one thing, but real quickly, the reason why we have making our cat food is last year two of our cats died. One was 31 and one was 32. And guess what they were eating? Our dog food.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that is incredible.
So now we've added the additional protein, and now we've got our new Gentle Giants cat food. The cats already love it. We're just quickly getting the packaging, and then it'll be out in stores all across America.
That is awesome. Bert, thank you very much. Folks, if you want to know more about this, go to GentleGiant.com. Go to your vets. Ask. It's there. Bert, thank you so much.
GentleGiantsDogFood.com. GentleGiantsDogFood.com.
You got it. Thank you for correcting me.
So much,
I appreciate that. All right. So now we're moving on. Linda, we have a special guest in the studio just popped in here, Sabrina, and she is from Sabilu.com, where she makes these absolutely wonderful socks. I gave you a pair yesterday with Pitbull on them, and let's talk to her now.
I got them on my feet. Let me tell you, they are awesome. You are the boss.
Hi, hi guys. Thank you so much. This is a labor of love. I have loved dogs ever since I was a kid, and now I can merge my love for dogs with my creativity, and I design everything that Sabilu offers. So we have a whole line of dog socks for men and women. And the best part, which is amazing, is that I'm able to donate a lot to rescues, which is really where my heart is. So at the end of every year, we take a portion of all our sales and donate it to various rescues in New York and even abroad. You know, I don't discriminate. They all need help all over the world. So
they sure do. That is fantastic. So when did you start this?
I started probably around 2006 under a different company, and I just started designing socks with all kinds of different themes. But life happens, and I've evolved into just all dog-centric because that's where my heart is. So
yeah.
I also do umbrellas with dogs and key rings and dog portraits, and I'm just getting started. So thank you guys for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Now, you mentioned a moment ago that you do all of the, did you say artwork yourself?
Yes, I design everything I sell, from the dog socks to the little key rings that are needle pointed to the raining cats and dogs umbrellas, which sold out at the Westminster Dog Show. It was raining and people went crazy for the umbrellas.
They did. How perfect.
So it's so much fun. And then I get to have time with people that love dogs as well. So that's amazing.
And isn't that a wonderful group of folks? I swear.
It really is. It really is.
When you get into talking with another animal lover, I you could just sit there and talk all day long.
Absolutely. I forget I'm there to, you know, run a business. I just want to play with a pup. So.
And fabulous. Folks, I got to tell you, she gave me a pair yesterday. I'm wearing them today, and I'm walking around a convention. So if they were uncomfortable, I would know. And I got to tell you, they feel great. And it feels great knowing I have my little friend on my leg.
Absolutely. And they're also quality cotton. They're 80% Egyptian cotton, which is very fine cotton. So you're also doing something healthy for your feet on top of the, you know, the cute designs.
And that's excellent. We wanted to ask you about these pop-up boutiques. Is that something that you're doing as well?
Yes. In New York for the holidays, I have a little pop-up boutique at Bryant Park for Christmas.
Okay.
So if anyone's in New York for Christmas, come by Bryant Park. It's really a fun park to be in. There's ice skating rink and all kind of food. It's just so cheerful and so much holiday spirit there. And also at Union Square and the Westminster, the different dog shows that I do in New York. I'm based there. So.
Well, I tell you what, when I'm there, I'm checking you out. I'm
Please
to
do.
See
I would love to see you there.
That sounds like a wonderland. I just want to go.
Yes. Oh, it's nothing like
Thank
Christmas in New York.
Thank you so much for joining
thank you
us
guys.
Today. And good luck in all your ventures.
I really appreciate it.
And thank you again for these songs.
Awesome. No, terrific.
Thanks again. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you, Sabrina. We really appreciate that. Again, that's sabylou.com, sabylou.com. And you let them know that Melissa Fox from Pet Talk Radio sent you. Appreciate that. We've got so much to do for you today. Our next guest that are in our studio here at the Pet Expo is Shorty Rossi, believe that, and Rachel Phelps. And they are incredible. They're eating their lunch right now. So I'm going to finish chewing for a minute. Linda, so far, what do you think?
I got to tell you, I wasn't even supposed to be here today, and I am so thankful that you wrangled me a pass because this is so much fun. I'm seeing so many things that I never thought existed for my pet, and I'm meeting people that are telling me about products that I can use that I never even considered. This is wonderful.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, isn't it? All right, so next I'm going to let you interview Shorty because you're doing such a great job.
Oh,
is that cool? You all right with that?
Well,
I know you get intimidated when... I know you get intimidated.
He has the most amazing pit bull in here with us. I can't take my eyes off of him. He's just absolutely gorgeous. Hi, buddy. Shorty, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me here. We're doing good. We're kind of tired of walking around the entire global pet expo.
It's a lot of walking, isn't it? It's huge.
Very. I think with Rachel, one of my friends here, calculated 14,000 steps yesterday.
14,000.
You know, that's double for the little people.
I hear you. Man, I want a little cart to take me around in this thing. It would be a lot. Now, here, just stop here and just stop there for me. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing here.
Oh, we're between Shorty's Rescue and Preston Speak. We do a lot of brand ambassadorship, and we both do rescues, her for the Westies, me for the Pitbull type dogs. Plus, I have a pet store of my own, so we're doing many network connecting type of things. And we just we've been together since Virginia, and I'm going on my 9th day on the road trip here.
9 days on your road trip. No wonder you're tired.
Yeah, so even the dogs are like, really? I mean, I'm going tomorrow morning to go to Las Vegas for another event, and then I finally make it home on Saturday. But at the same time, we promote what we do and trying to help out the breeds and rescue with the Westies and the Pitbull-type dogs. And we've been on a social media rampage taking photos at different events.
Oh, my gosh. It's Melissa. Shorty, I know what you feel about the walking thing. It's ridiculous downstairs. There's a lot going on. Normally, there'd be a lot more people here, too, but apparently the Hung Flui that's going on downstairs.
Yeah, with the
coronavirus.
A lot of empty booths.
Yeah, which is kind of sad because there's so much down there. Now, I saw something about a tour that you guys are doing, and you said you're on your whole deal. Who are Aries and what's the other name here?
Preston. Preston and Aries. Well, Aries is my rescue. He's 4 years old. He was rescued 2 years ago from Tijuana, Mexico. And Preston here is 11 years old and is also a rescue. And we also have Piper with us, which is going to be following the footsteps of Preston. And so we, you know, Preston, Rachel and Brad are from Kentucky, and I'm from northern Mexico. So we met up in Virginia, of all places, to do the Virginia Pet Expo. And then we decided to drive down here together as a group, which has been entertaining the entire way. Of, you know, and we're stopping at different landmarks and taking photos and everything to see with the Pitty and the Westie together. And it, you know, people are walking by and they're like, you know, it's not the combination. It's like seeing Shorty and Shaq together. It's not something you see every day.
Now, have you actually hung out with Shaq?
We met each other at an event in the Palms Hotel, and that's probably the only one I can walk right under his.
I was going to say,
you don't need a visual.
I got the visual. I got my picture taken with Shaq years ago. Actually, with his belt buckle, right about. Yeah. So I can only imagine. But yeah, he's a dog lover too, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Now, we used to watch your show all the time. Absolute big fan. You know, I saw you downstairs, and I was like, "You've got to come up on the show," and you were already scheduled. So I
can. Oh, you didn't. I'm like, well, we have a full day schedule. Sorry,
yeah, but you were so nice. I know you're like, let's go away. No, you didn't. You were actually very accommodating, Shorty. You were very accommodating. You actually stood there and checked your schedule in front of me, whether or not it was.
And I showed you, and you did not even realize what I was scheduled for you.
No. And then I got a phone call as I'm coming up here. Shorty's on his way, but, you know, I said, what? But I just asked him, and he said and apparently he'd already been scheduled. So that is Radio Life. Now, downstairs, have you seen anything that's just been, like, wow, mind-blowing, new inventions that have really caught your eye? Rachel, you can talk, too, if you like. No, we'd love to hear from you as well. Just hand it over to her.
Oh, well. Lucy's not there. They're not here. But, yeah, no.
Well, go ahead and tell me anyway.
Well, no, yeah. The thing that I liked the most was probably the Lazy Boy dog. And I was actually, when they were showing us, you know, giving exhibits, I actually sat on them myself because they would look like real furniture. And I said, did you get little people furniture? And she's like, no, they're for dogs.
Those are for dogs. Yeah, yesterday I actually sat in one of the cages down there. I got in and I was like, you know, mine's smaller at home. And the guy looked at me. I guess he thought I meant my cage was smaller at home. But
and the new one thing I liked is the Pet Mate dog houses. Because of the igloo dog houses, but they got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
The husky one. And they really were good for our rescue down there, so we're trying to do something with them.
Wow. How many dogs do you have in your rescue right now? Do you know?
With the personal ones and the rescues, we have 15.
Wow. Now, do people constantly...
And then we have a lot of fosters in different parts of the country right now. We're just picking up two in Jacksonville, Florida, and they're going to be at one of our friends' house in Jacksonville. So, you know, we have them in different, you know, things. We just got approved to, you know, release them there from a... I forgot what county Jacksonville was in. Yeah.
DeBall County?
Yeah, and so they had to get them released through my name so they could pick them up. And they were used for fighting, but now they're...
Oh, jeez. Is this part of that one group? There was about 100 dogs probably eight months ago?
No, this was a separate one because it wasn't that many dogs.
That just drives me crazy. Well, a lot of them didn't make it, but anyone... Yeah. They rehabilitated a bunch of them and they fostered them back out. But I just love what you guys do. I mean,
okay.
It's so cool that people can get out there and see, like, your dog, Aries. He's beautiful.
Well, that's the reason we're bringing him out there, is for people to see, because he does look intimidating. And, you know, and it's just let them think different. I mean, we always tell people, you just don't walk in front of any dog and start petting, no matter how big or how small.
Well, the little ones are the ones you really got to watch out for. I mean, Rachel will tell you. Piper growled at me, or kissed me once and then growled at me a second later, you know, and she's a little Frenchie type dog, right? What is she? A Westie.
Westie, yeah. We went to their house in Owensboro, Kentucky one time, and he was surrounded by how many? Six or seven? Well, yeah, around the way. He's like, what? Okay, and then they're all cornering him. He's like, okay, it's time to go.
We became friends.
Amazing. So what stop is next? You did mention something about you're on this big road trip. Where are you going after this?
Well, the next stop is tomorrow. I fly to Vegas with doing an event for the Nomad Hotel, where they're a pet-friendly hotel. No breed banning, no weight limits, no fees, nothing. And since it's a higher-end hotel, they're releasing what their little specialties, what they give the dogs upon arrival, the pet menu, and, you know, all kinds of dog beds, toys and stuff. And then Saturday, I go back home for a little bit in Mexico, and then I'm back to doing fighting for the BSL rights in Jefferson, Missouri, the capital, and also going to the Columbus Pet Expo. And I go back and forth all year long.
Wow.
But, you know, we always try to team up with everybody so we can, you know.
Get the word out, yeah. So yeah. Do you miss doing the TV show?
Yes and no. I mean, towards the last couple of seasons, after six seasons, it was beginning more of a show behind the camera than it was on the camera.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it did a good thing in cause, but when they allowed me to do other things, I did, and we didn't. Everyone thought it was going to get renewed for a seventh, and I got an offer to do other things. So everybody disliked me when I went my way, you know, and did different. I did a lot of stuff for Animal Planet on web series and commentating.
But you can do it for you, man.
Ever.
Yeah, but you have to do what makes you happy and what makes you feel like you're doing, you know, contributing to society. And at a certain point, you're like, wow, this is kind of becoming a hot mess. It's good that you cut it, you know, and you made such an impression.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not always at home. I'm not always at the rescue. There's times I'm at the rescue. I can't wait to get back on the road because, you know, you're putting hands on. And then you get to traveling like this. You know, by the time I make it home, it'll be 12 days. I'll be like, I'm ready now. You know, I'm tired of washing my underwear and the damn sink, but get going here, people.
Well, that's kind of personal, Shorty.
What should I do? I got to wash my butt every day, so, you know.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I did already ask you about the most unusual and innovative product. Did you guys see, though, the new cat? Now, I know you're not cat people per se, but did you see the cat, like it's a hassock or a footstool, and inside there's a little cat home?
Hold on. Let's Rachel take over on that one.
Rachel. This is Rachel Phelps. Hi, Rachel. So you saw those?
Yeah,
there was one like a rhinoceros or an elephant, and they had the little cat hole. And mm-hmm. We never thought anything like that.
You can make in your house have fun characters throughout, and your cats have a nice place to hang out too.
Yeah, no bet. They get in the hole and then start digging at your feet or socks from it. That'd be great. They'd have a wonderful time. So, yeah, I want to thank you both, Shorty and Rachel, both for coming in and helping us out today, and also for bringing Aries, Preston, and Piper. Yeah, she thought she was going to get left out. She gave me dog. I don't know if you saw a dog side eye, but she gave it to me just in case. You better not forget me. You already called me a different breed. Yes. But and Shorty, thank you for bringing my new dog. We'll be taking Aries when you're done. So that's awesome. In my dreams. He's like, I will fight a girl. Okay, all right. Fair enough. Thank you so much for being on the show. We've got more stuff coming up. Shorty and Rachel. You guys rock. Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And Shorty's yelling thank you at us also very, very much. So here, hold on. Appreciate that. All right. We've got so much to do, Linda. So many more people to talk to. Hey, buddy, what's going on? Yeah, nice to see you. All right. We got the next person that I have up here, if I can get my list from the proper place, is going to be Dr. Ted. Dr. Ted is Dr. Ted Lefebvre, really? Oh, I'm usually the worst at that. Can you hand him your, or no? It's okay, we'll do it this way. All right, doctor, emergency aid.
That was fun.
I got nibbled on. That was my fault. There you go. I don't think so. I might have. You're okay. Anyway, you know what? That's part of the thing. Melissa here with Dr. Ted Lefebvre and AmerAid. Can you explain to me what that is, please?
Yeah, we create products to help cats and dogs when they're losing body weight, such as if they get geriatric and having a hard time keeping weight on, or if they're just not doing well. So we create foods that are easily digestible so they can get up to the body weight they need to be at.
Oh, okay. So do you find that like people just have no idea what they're feeding their animals, and you see these underweight animals, or how did you get at this? How did you find this niche, if you will?
Kind of a complicated question. We started this back in '85, rescuing or saving birds. So we would use it with veterinarians for birds that came in emaciated and saving them. And then we slowly expanded the market in the 2000s. Around 2005, we got into different carnivores and omnivores in terms of rabbits and reptiles. And then we kind of moved into the wildlife arena, and we're very well known for helping emaciated hawks and seals and rabbits and squirrels and helping that. And then we had done so well with the exotics, the cat and dog people said, would you please do something to help our cats and dogs? So that's how our cat and dog sustain emerate came around.
See, that wasn't that difficult of a question to answer. You came around really good. But can you tell me first, not the dogs and cats part, but the wildlife, how does it happen that these animals end up being emaciated and such? And did you research all of that when you came around on this? Did you look into it and say, my God, there's like this whole ecosystem that's falling apart and we've got to save these animals? Is that how that came about, Dr. Ted?
Yeah, I wish I was that smart. I was actually pretty ignorant of the wildlife world. We were working with the veterinarians and helping save the baby bunnies that came in, and then the beloved bearded dragons and the different parrots and macaws. And then what happened is some of the wildlife group started bringing our foods to there, and it really performed well. And then we started working closely with wildlife. And so you'll get a baby hawk that just didn't feed right, and someone will find it on the side of the road, and it'll just have starved for about 3-4 weeks, and we're really good at getting them fed up. Or they'll find pelicans that, again, there just wasn't enough fish and such. The rescue people will find them, and we're really good at saving the ones they couldn't save before.
Wow. Now, are you familiar? We have, here in Florida, we have a couple of bald eagles that we've been watching and the eggs, and we had a couple of births, and the one eaglet died. And it was very sad. But they said it was because of mercury poisoning. And we couldn't quite figure out how that would happen. But would that be something that you would actually, because there's two more eggs that are getting ready to hatch is why I'm asking you. Is that something that your company would even have an answer for? Or you see what I'm saying? Or to save these beautiful bald eagles?
That gets beyond my expertise. So if the veterinarian brought it in and they had to help them, but I don't know what's causing the mercury in this area. But there's some fabulous rescue organizations down here in Florida. I think one of them is Crow, who
yes.
works with a lot of the wildlife. And there's a Dr. Heather Behrens there who's incredible. So she might have some insights on that. But in terms of this specific situation, I'm not wise enough.
It's okay. I'd rather the people say that they don't know or they can't figure that out than start to take me down a trail that we have no way of coming back on. Now, when it comes to underweight animals, if it's not a medical thing, it's just a diet deal? Is that pretty much what you're telling me?
Well, it's kind of where our foods really can be helpful is if you have your older dog or cat that might be 15, 16 years old and is just not maintaining weight. It's just an issue of getting old. You can't digest your food well enough. You can't absorb the nutrients. And so you essentially need a pre-digested food so you can keep living longer. So if you want your old cat or dog to hang with you longer, if you get it onto our emerate and begin into the gravy and slowly work it into more of the diet, you can get your elderly pet to live longer.
Wow. And their quality of life is better as well because they're able to get something out of the food and hang on to it.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Now, emerade.com, that's where you can find more information on the products and such. Now, you have to go through your vet to get this, or?
No, this is over-the-counter, so you could go to emerade.com and they can get it there. They can also get some different online websites and some pet stores.
Fantastic. Do you have it in any of the vet shops yet, or are you planning on working it to getting into a veterinary business so that people can get it right there at the point of purchase?
Yeah, there's some veterinarians have it, and then the veterinarians, we have a veterinary line for Emerade for the ones that come in that are hit by cars or post-surgery or things like that, and that's a veterinary line we do. We made this line just for the consumer, specifically helping people with their cats and dogs. Actually, they're rabbits, too, who get low on body weight.
I like that you include the rabbits in there. You know, not everybody loves the rabbits and the hamsters and the little ones, you know. So it's cats and dogs, but rabbits are very important. I had a rabbit when I was a kid. I loved that little thing. And it got sick on me, and it died. And if I'd known that we had the Emerade, I probably would have been able to save it or at least elongate the lives. And the quality of life, you said, too, especially with the older cats and dogs. Yep. They get a little more spry. God, that's incredible. So, Dr. Ted, what are you a doctor in?
I'm a veterinarian.
Really? Okay.
You sound so surprised.
I know. I wasn't really sure. You know, I'm just, he doesn't actually look like a vet. Who would know? You know, here we are at Pet Expo, and I'm talking to a doctor who's a vet. So now I feel color me red again, right? I'm not going to step on you again. Hi, baby. Yes, I've got Aries Pitbull Boss baby here. Managed to step
on. No, she's beautiful.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. But anyway, I want to thank you very much for coming in, Dr. Fadula Fever, and check out AmerAid.com for more information. And if you're a vet and you're out there listening, he said he has a veterinary line as well.
AmerAidVet.com.
Perfect. AmerAidVet.com. Very good. Thank you very much for being on the show today, Pet Talk Radio.
Thank you, Melissa. Well. I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. And see, there was no video. You didn't have to worry about that. So Linda and I are having quite a time meeting all these wonderful people and their great products and all helping out our dogs and such.
It's just such an education, Melissa.
It really is.
Are you writing all this down?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to. I appreciate it. Do we have somebody else coming in here now? Oh, it's Joshua Pagan.
Leash Lock.
You want to talk to a leash lock.
I was talking to those guys earlier, yeah.
You sure were. Talking to Josh or Sarah? Okay, let's sketch him.
Hi, Josh.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good to see you.
I'm just meeting you now. I didn't get a chance to meet you before you came in, but I'm so glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about your product and what you guys are doing at the expo and how it's going.
Yeah, the expo is going absolutely amazing. We have some partnerships in place coming in with iHeartDogs.com that just took over as the number one largest pet e-commerce over Chewy and Dodo. So that was really, really exciting.
Fantastic.
Partnership.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and a partnership with working on with SEC schools, like the Georgia Bulldogs, to customize and license our leash lock and have their team logos and stuff like that on it. So a lot of exciting things coming in, but the expo itself has been pretty amazing.
So you mean I can get that with a gator on the side of it?
Yep, we're actually Florida Gators too, so yep.
That's the reason right there. Well, tell me a little bit. I walk my dogs a lot, and I use the kind of leash that you have there. What's different about the leash lock?
So, you know, it's funny. We walked in, and you were still interviewing the other couple over here, and they had their leash all tied up like that. Ours is very simple. We have a built-in carabiner clip that you can really walk up if you're out, you know, having coffee or at a bistro doing brunch at the beach, and it clicks on coolers, chairs, and tables. You know, it's a simple click, and it's keyless. And basically, it's a retractable leash with a patent on it, and the handle is a carabiner clip, per se. That's what people kind of relate to it.
Wow, that's really, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. He's just, folks, you can't see it, but he's just clipped it to the back of this chair here, and then he just went and sat down. So I assume if there was a dog on the end of it, you'd be free hands to, let's say, pay the bill at the vet. I know that I'm always like this, you know, when I'm trying to get out of there. So, yeah, this is incredible. Is there a price difference between your product and the regular leashes, let's say?
That's actually a great question. So we priced it right at what the medium size retractable leash is at, like Kong or Fluffy leash, the retractable leashes charge, which is $44.99.
Okay.
That's what we priced it at.
That's right along the same line.
Yep. So we didn't charge extra or anything, and it's because we're just coming in full first, you know, force, and just trying to compete with the big dogs, you know, no pun intended, but that's what we're trying to do
right.
At the price point.
Right, right. And, folks, this looks really durable. I mean, I've seen lots of them. I've dropped them and had them break. I've had the line break. Yes, there was a little chew in it, but the line actually broke. So I'm looking at this and the durability of it. For small or, you know, sometimes people get little ones for the little guys. And I assume this one would just be one for all.
It is, because if we go on, first question we get is, like, do you make a smaller one? Because it's pretty small and it's less than a pound. Everyone's playing it right now.
there's just a balance to life. But the reason why we want to go smaller, because obviously the smaller we go, the less things it will fit.
Because you have to have that space to fit around a chair or a cooler handle, you know, and that's, we're very active with our dog. Our dog travels everywhere with us. So, you know, even when you're traveling, at, I mean, for us, when I'm checking in at the airport per se, you know, like you said, you've been talking at the vet. We're getting tired because I'm trying to get my, you know, my flight ticket and everything, my passport. Right. So I hook it to my chair and now she's hooked in on one of the handles. And it just serves a purpose. It's not, I mean, we're talking to, you know, a lot of stores like, you know, it's kind of to see if they want to do a camouflage one for the hunting dog, fisherman, and just see if they can.
Oh, yeah. What a great idea. Customize it for everything. I assume maybe later you're going to start selling them with the actual picture of the person's dog on the side of it. Maybe you can do that.
Yeah, we want to have... Oh, actually, that's really funny because we won't have the center with our logo be able to be a magnet.
We won't lose our branding, obviously. But once, like, you can do your dog or, say, you're, you know, a New England, you have the Patriots during football season and the Celtics during basketball season.
You can, or the Dolphins, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hated to say bring that up, but, you know, the dynamic between Melissa and I is she's a Patriot, I'm a Dolphin, so mm-hmm. we definitely have a office divided. Mm-hmm. But I was curious. I know that the shorter leashes for the smaller dogs drive me crazy because the length is shorter. Is this – how long is the length of this?
It's 15 meters. So, I mean, it's basically 16.4 feet.
Oh, so that's plenty. Yep. You don't want your dog much further away than that.
No. And we're thinking about, because we have, well, you know, we're just launching this one. We're, I mean, we had crazy partnerships and POs coming out already, but we have a lot of people that's coming out next year. A phone charger, fingerprint recognition to actually unlock this. So this will, you know, the actual camera will be like a fingerprint recognition. You know, we're thinking about adding in GPS, a whole bunch of
things. Oh, my gosh, there's so many applications I didn't even consider. You're right, though.
Yeah. So we might shorten the leash from 16 maybe to 10 to get.
Excellent, we did that. So this thing is basically the same price as what's on the market now, and yet you're going to get a bunch of extra features.
Mm-hmm.
So why not check it out? Tell us the name of it again, please.
The website is myleashlock.com. Our social media,
okay.
MyLeashLock, but we're called, you know, LeashLock. Everything's myleashlock.com, at myleashlock on Facebook, Instagram, because we did that because our influencers, like Duncan the Frenchie's here, and, you know, we have some other InstaDog famous ones that have anywhere from 30,000 up to, you know, a million followers, as you know. And so when they get the LeashLock, they want, we want to be able to say, hey, I got my LeashLock,
right.
You should get your LeashLock too, and blah, blah, blah. So that was the whole marketing portion behind that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got to do that, get that marketing brand name out there. That's fantastic. Was there a reason behind the name?
Not really. You know, it's just our slogans are.
Okay, I love it.
Kind of went with it. LeashLock, new LeashLock. We have a Boston Terrier. It's our pup. You know, Sarah, my pup, who's the co-founder with me, and her name is Mavada because as a puppy, she used to bite my watch, Mavada. So we named her Mavada. So she'll be here tomorrow to hang out with us. And
I notice a lot of people name their companies after their dog or a dog who's passed, you know, something to remember them by. So that is amazing. Well, I am impressed. As a dog owner, as a massive dog walker, I was telling somebody the other day I had four dogs, and I had to create an app, you know, with leashes and different length, just, you know, pieces of nylon. And it was kind of like flying a kite, you know, trying to, you know, reel them this way. And so if I had something like this and probably wouldn't need much else, just get a couple of those and I'm good to go. I really enjoy the fact that I can clip it onto something and just have my dog stay where he's supposed to stay. I mean, that alone. And you should see it. It's so simple. I don't have to work it. I don't have to, you know, wrangle it or finagle it. He just went bonk and it was right on there. Super easy.
Yeah, everything you said is exactly right. And that's how it kind of came up with it. We were having, you know, a nice little brunch on Sunday. And I was like, man, my dog keeps pulling on me and trying my steak and eggs and, you know, maybe my Baba Famosa or whatever your drink of choice is. And I'm like, man, there has to be something easier. I have to sit on it or put it on, try to stick it in the chair leg where it cracks your handle.
Yeah, because I'm usually tying it around something.
Yeah. And then your dog runs off on you maybe, you know, or whatever. If you have to, you know, and there's so many things about maybe, you know, half the bottle in of the mimosas. I was like, oh, I can put a carabiner in this. And then so, and it's, you know,
that's
well, once again, mother is in the what is it? Mother in necessity. Help me out here. Necessity is the mother of invention. I got it. I did it. Well, thank you so much for being here and tell us. Is there anything else you want to tell us that I didn't hit?
No, I mean, I think we touched on it. I've thought of this, so it's pretty, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a simple thing that just nobody did.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah, Bravo. We're excited. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate it. What do we got next, Melissa?
Actually, I think it's almost time for us to wrap it up for today. I want to thank Joshua for coming in and also Sarah and their cute little dog who's named after a watch. And also, this I love this, My Leash Lock. Check it out. You can scroll it. You can find them here at the expo. We got one more day to go. Fantastic. And Linda, you did a really great job today.
Thank you for having me.
Short notice.
You know, yeah, but short notice for the dogs. I'm here. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we really enjoyed having Burt Ward talk to us today about the Gentle Giants dog food. You can find more at gentlegiantsdogfood.com. Or, as he said, it's going to be in Target soon. It's already in Walmart and probably your vet's office. Much love to Shorty Rossi and Rachel Phelps, who came in here with Aries, Preston, and Piper. And that was kind of fun because I tried to set up an interview with them ahead of time, not knowing we already had an interview set up. Sabrina from SavvyLoo.com. Get your socks, SabyLoo.com. And Dr. Ted Lefebvre. That was actually really cool, too. Senior pets, good help, especially if they are malnourished. EmmerAid.com or EmmerAidVets.com. And finally, we got our buddies here who came from my life. Love locking. You got to love it. So, Linda, I'm going to say goodbye for all of us. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pet Talk Radio, and we'll do it again next time. Thanks for listening. Love you. Mean it.